Welcome back to The Padded Room. I'm Kathy Garner, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, and click the Join the Discussion button too. Well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you are interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Joining us is our expert in senior technology engagement, Benjamin Smith. Welcome, Benjamin. Today, we're discussing a crucial topic that many of us encounter when making purchases or choosing services, navigating online reviews, trustworthy sources.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and share insights on such an important topic.
Let's start with the basics. Why are online reviews so significant in our decision-making process today?
Online reviews have become a vital part of the consumer landscape. With so many options available, reviews provide social proof and insights into products and services. They help us make informed choices based on the experiences of others.
Absolutely. But with so many reviews out there, how can consumers identify which sources are trustworthy?
Great question. First, look for reviews on reputable platforms. Websites like Trustpilot, Consumer Reports, and established retail sites often have more stringent guidelines for posting reviews. Additionally, be cautious of reviews on lesser-known sites, as they may not have the same credibility.
That's helpful. What about the difference between user-generated reviews and expert reviews? How should consumers weigh these differently?
User-generated reviews offer real-life experiences, which can be incredibly valuable. However, they can also be biased or emotionally driven. Expert reviews, on the other hand, typically provide more thorough analysis and comparisons. It's beneficial to look at both types, but consider the context and the source of the review.
So, combining insights from both can give a more rounded perspective. What red flags should consumers watch for when reading online reviews?
Some common red flags include overly positive or overly negative reviews without specific details. If a review seems generic or lacks personal experience, it could be less trustworthy. Additionally, look for patterns. If several reviews have similar phrasing or mention the same issues, they might not be authentic.
That's great advice. What about the role of fake reviews? How prevalent are they, and how can consumers spot them?
Fake reviews are unfortunately quite common, especially on less regulated platforms. To spot them, check the reviewer's profile. If they have reviewed many products in a short time or only leave glowing reviews, they may be fake. Tools and browser extensions exist that can help identify suspicious reviews as well.
Are there any specific tools or websites you recommend for verifying reviews?
Absolutely. Websites like FakeSpot and ReviewMeta analyze reviews for authenticity. They can help filter out potentially misleading reviews and give a clearer picture of the product's reputation.
What about aggregating reviews? How does that affect trustworthiness?
Aggregated reviews can provide a broader view as they compile data from various sources. However, it's important to know how the aggregation works. Some platforms may weigh certain reviews more heavily, which can skew the overall rating. Always check the methodology behind the aggregation.
That's a vital point to consider. Can you share any strategies for consumers to formulate their own opinions after reading online reviews?
Certainly. After reading reviews, consider creating a pros and cons list based on what you've learned. Additionally, try to find direct comparisons with similar products to understand the differences better. This helps you see beyond the ratings and grasp the product's actual performance.
Great strategies. Before we wrap up, what final thoughts do you have for our listeners on navigating online reviews?
Be critical and analytical when reading reviews. Trust your instincts, and remember that while online reviews can provide valuable information, they should be one of many tools in your decision-making toolkit. Combining them with your research and experiences can lead to better choices.
Thank you for sharing your insights on navigating online reviews. This has been an enlightening discussion on identifying trustworthy sources in our digital age.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to discuss this important topic.
Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website, www.talking-tech.org, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Kathy Garner and Benjamin Smith. Music by Khadija Renee and Jim Holton.